Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, another edition with Edwin McCain with the Christmas Chihuahua song. It's coming up in just a minute.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
On the first day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
an autograph from Ronda Rousey's.
On the second day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
two of t-shirts and a subpoena for paternity.
On the third day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
three pairs of Zubas, two Woof t-shirts, and a check for disability.
Okay. On the fourth day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
four different hubcaps, three pairs of Zubas, two Woof t-shirts, and some Mountain Dew and beef jerky.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me five STDs.
Four different hubcaps, three pairs of Zubas, two Woof t-shirts, and a stripper pole next to the TV.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
a sixth STD.
Crabs don't count. I already had them.
I swear to God, if you're going to accuse me of something, at least give me full credit. You're so blistered, it looks like bubble wrap.
Oh, that is it. I am not going to have them color in my property of Donnie Baker tattoo.
Okay, you know what? Why do you waste money on tattoos when the hickeys are free, baby?
Cut the crap, Donnie. I gotta go make a payment on my layaway, or there ain't gonna be no Christmas.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Donnie Baker gave to me
12 throbbing inches, 11 truck nuts dangling, 10 unemployed drummers drumming, 9 nunchucks a chucking, 8 tapes of Whitesnake, 7 shots of Jaegers, 6 strippers stripping, 9 STDs. 4 different hubcaps, 3 pair of Zubas, 2 of shirts, and some ointment for your VD.
Ointment? I thought that was teeth whitener.
Merry Christmas, baby.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I mentioned Edwin McCain. He's there with his guitar. Who has a more expensive guitar, Pat or Edwin?
He's got Johnny Cashwood from his farm, right?
Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one's.
I want a price. I'm Josh Arnold of the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. And there's Tom.
AI. Edwin McCain likes coming on our show because he's a great singer-songwriter. We never let him do anything, but we just talk to him.
We love him, though.
He's been on the road doing all kinds of cool stuff, just did a big charity event. And we're going to, once again, not let him play his fine guitar. Last time I saw Edwin playing, he was on stage at a beautiful outdoor arena. And sang his great stuff. It was terrific. And at one point he goes, okay, for those of you who don't know who I am, this next one you'll probably remember. And you went into
I think I introduced that as the only reason I'm not your favorite pizza delivery guy.
That's such a great song. Do we have time for the song?
I hope so.
Now, I understand this is a sing-along. We have to participate?
Yeah, you're going to participate. We got it all coached up during the break.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
All right.
I came home from tour and walked in to my house where everything was just as it was, except for there was an addition of a chihuahua that I was not consulted on.
Uh-oh.
And all the little traders were gathered around him. His name's Bandito. He speaks Spanish. So I was, for years, just every year, I was coming up with new ways that maybe Bandito could go somewhere else, you know? And, you know, like building great horned owl boxes out in the backyard. And,
yes.
Potato cannon. And then, I was thwarted at every... I was walking out of the house with him in the little kennel one night, and my wife was like, where are you going with him? I was like, we're going coyote hunting. Put him back. I was like, all right. And then Christmas rolled around, and I was like, I have a perfect idea. So that's where this song came from. Here we go. I know that I should be in a good mood. I should have a Christmas attitude. But I just stepped in a tiny pile of poo. Santa needs a Christmas chihuahua.
No, he doesn't. No.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sure Santa's tired of all the treats, milk and cookies on every street. I bet he'd love a little bubble-eyed treat. Santa needs a Christmas chihuahua.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He loves me. He hates me. And I never know when. I give him bacon and belly scratches, but he still won't be my friend. He will love it up in the North Pole. He shivers anyway, so he might as well be cold. Singing this song will never get old. Santa needs a Christmas chihuahua.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
This is the last verse. He'll leave lots of presents before he's gone. Tiny little paw prints in the snowy lawn. Santa le yamara un poquito raton. Santa needs a Christmas chihuahua.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Edwin McCain, ladies and gentlemen, that was great. I think that could be a hit.
Very nice, yes.
You mentioned that you did a Christmas album that no one likes.
It was summarily rejected by everyone. And at the time, I was like, I guess we shouldn't put it out. And now, it's like I'm planting my flag of defiance. I was like, you know what? You can hate it if you want to. I like my Christmas
album. So can we get our hands
on
it?
Yeah, it's on Spotify.
All right, there we
go. You can stream it all you want to.
Yeah.
Do you want to sample a little bit of it here?
Yeah.
This is the Frosty the Snowman song?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be familiar with it?
Reimagined.
Okay. Is there a band with you in this?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Ivan Neville and Eddie Bears and a bunch of my guys and, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's give it a listen and be kind.
Write a record.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. A Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. They placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty, the snowman, was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
That is great.
It is great.
I'm a huge horn guy.
Take that, Buble.
It's got the whole New Orleans funk thing.
You said people don't like it?
No, my friends...
I get that, but the question I have...
So I think people are kind of used to me singing, staring in my belly button, singing acoustic music, and then all of a sudden it's like, what is this?
No, it's good, dude.
It's fun.
Your voice is great.
It's really good.
And so now I'm like, my daughter loves Michael Bublé, and I'm like, I put my record on, and she'll put Bublé back on, and I got this. I'm battling for my daughter's attention with Michael Bublé.
Wow. Yeah, I said to my 9-year-old the other day, I said, I'm the coolest dad at the school, right? And she just looks at me, No. So, okay, I guess you know, you've been on stage in front of thousands of people, and your kids aren't impressed.
They couldn't care any less. Oh, gosh. I pulled up to the middle school when I was dropping my daughter off, and, of course, I was on a first-name basis with the principal because the other two had already been through there. And so I pulled up, and I was like, hey, Jordan, this one's the good one. This one's the good one. And she walked right past him and went, no promises.
We're speaking with Edwin McCain, a very fine singer-songwriter. Is the whole Christmas album that kind of New Orleans funk
thing?
Yeah,
it's a full-on New Orleans take on Christmas.
Did you do any of the heavier, serious ones?
Nope. It's all lighthearted.
All right.
Yeah, the whole thing.
What's it called?
It's called Merry Christmas, Baby.
Nice.
And but no one's put it out technically?
Well, it's out. Yeah, it's on Spotify. It's everything. But we have no professional endorsements. I went rogue, and this is an independent.
Done a Christmas show where you do any of them live?
So we've been talking about doing a big Christmas show and like doing dressing it all up and doing a whole big band thing. So that's been in conversation. And I've gotten, you know, four venues that want to do it. But it's a huge undertaking.
Production.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 20 pieces on stage and then the full-on lighting and all the costuming and all that stuff. So that is something we've been talking about. But
fun.
I'm extremely lazy. So we'll see if that actually ever comes to pass.
If you had to pick your top five Christmas songs that you like to hear, not necessarily you'd like to cover... Do you have five that you really like?
Top five. Well, I mean, you know, if you put on the Bing Crosby Christmas record, that entire, just whatever, for whatever reason, I grew up with that one. That's the standard.
How about the newer stuff?
That's the standard for me, though. I listen to that Bing Crosby Christmas record every time because you can tell on the first side of the record, Bing's like, he's on it. He got there. And then the second half of the record, he's kind of half in the bag, and the Sweeney sisters are kind of picking up the slack. And it's my favorite thing because you can feel the progression of the day because I promise you, they recorded that album in one day. Like, he Bing rolled in there at 9 a.m. and walked out at 4.
You always read about when they record these records, it's never at Christmas time.
Oh, no. When we made it, it was July.
Yeah, so you'll read about it, and they'll be in Los Angeles. And they'll bring in fake snow and trees just to get everybody kind of in the mood.
No, we didn't have that kind of budget.
Pat, what are your favorite Christmas? I love that one, This Christmas, the Donnie Hathaway.
Mine is, that's a good one. I like the Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues.
That's great.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Really?
Not a standard, choice. But
no.
Excellent.
Etta James, Santa Baby, can't be beat.
Mine is Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeffrey?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you like Christmas music?
No.
Oh, you don't care for it?
Yeah, I could do without it.
Really?
Okay. That's all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You watch those YouTube videos of the Grinch scaring little kids, don't you?
Yeah.
You love those, don't you?
I love Christmas. I just, I don't like that music.
Huh.
Oh. It was driving me nuts in the store the other day.
Well, if you work in a store, obviously, you get to hear.
Real quick, I want to give Pat Godwin some props. So Spotify every year releases, like, they tell you what your top listeners were.
Right.
Who you listened to the most. And a listener posted his top artist was Pat Godwin this year.
Oh, my God.
On their Spotify.
Aw.
Number two, Head East.
Oh, all right.
Number three, Afro Man. And number four was Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle?
What a eclectic mix.
I was about to say, that guy wins the widest range of music.
That's amazing.
But also, you got to love a guy like that because he embraces his own opinions.
Yeah.
And we live in a culture where everyone's afraid to go, well, I really like this. Oh, no, you're not supposed to. So, you know, that's a great list.
Yeah, so Pat was number one on this guy's Spotify list.
Crystal Gayle write Natural Woman?
No, that was Carole King.
Carole King. Okay. Yeah,
Crystal Gayle is
Crystal
the one.
So Crystal Gayle, who am I thinking?
Crystal Gayle, long hair to the floor?
She has the song, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Ah, okay.
And she's related to, was she like Loretta Lynn's sister or something?
Yes, her sister.
Gotcha.
Sister?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, she's. Does she still have hair down to the floor?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Boy.
So she, I had her confused with Carole King. Okay.
Yeah.
So my daughter did that, Ava, who's 27, and they said her listener age, based on her playlist, 84.
84?
Because she,
84?
She has, I ask her about it, I go, why is it 84? And she said, I have a playlist that I play every single morning that has all these old standards, Frank Sinatra and everything. So the Spotify people think that she's like 84.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, I bet if we did it for this group, the youngest, they'd think Chick would be Chick.
Yeah.
He listens to more new music than any of us.
Yeah.
I'd be in there in the high 90s.
Mine just says dead.
I'm the only person.
I never do that.
I'm not on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
So but I don't,
I've never done the, I know it's a big social media thing. You post.
Yeah, right.
But it might be Paul Kathan for you, right?
Paul Kathan, maybe.
Kathan, I knew I said it wrong.
Oh, your favorite artist?
Yeah, maybe Whiskey Myers. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it just to see.
But I am an Apple Music. I just downloaded the Christmas album, and I'm going to listen to it later today.
Yes. Yeah. I make no guarantees.
Okay.
Oh, I'll love it.
So we'll get you to play one of your songs at some point this morning. I know you love coming on shows. I went in the show. I don't get to play anything.
Maybe you could do I'll Eat.
No. I'm happy with planting my flag with Christmas Chihuahua. So
that was awesome.
You'll do I'll Eat and like it.
I'll do it. I will.
We were talking about, there's a great commercial right now. I'm sure you've seen it because you watch football. The one with the three old ladies on the bench, and they order through Amazon. It's a commercial for Amazon, and they order the seats for the, and they go, they show them sledding down the hill, and they're playing in the background, what is it, they're playing In My Life by John Lennon.
It's
not the Beatles, it's an instrumental version. It's really sweet. But one of these days someone's going to approach you about one of your big songs and say, hey, let's make this a commercial.
Listen, for years I've been daring the automakers, like, they're missing their big chance, like Greatest Van of Your Life.
Come on, it's right there.
I mean, and I'm right there. I mean, they're I'm almost out of the minivan phase, but I could still do this commercial. Like, you picture it, like the sliding door slides open and there I am singing Greatest Van of Your Life. Are you kidding
or
me?
You could do hot dogs.
Are you kidding me?
Old Beef.
Yeah, there you go. And I, once you get to 55, shame's not a component in my life. Bring it on. I'll wear a tutu. We can do this, Toyota, Ford, Dodge.
Dignity GM. Be damned.
Yes. Yeah. I got teenagers. They're so expensive. Everybody that has teenagers, doesn't matter what humiliating thing you're doing for money, everybody on earth goes, yeah, you had to do that.
Yeah. I remember we were talking with Peter Frampton once, and he had just released, I forget, it was like a quadraphonic something remix of his great live album, and he goes, hey, look, I got kids at college.
and it's never easy. Like, my daughter just had a flat tire. Oh, she had a flat tire. She said she hit a pothole. Well, I said, I'm getting all this on the phone. The guy at the shop is like, if she hit a pothole, I mean, that's the biggest pothole in the history of America. Like, the rim's got a dent. She bent the A-arm. It needs new struts. I was like, okay. I was like, hey, honey, will you go take a picture of that pothole for me? Because
that's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.